The gospel reading you will soon hear is one of the assigned passages for today, the first Sunday of Lent, and we'll hear a bit about Jesus' journey. When Jesus went into the desert, he was tested by the devil. He had just been baptized in the River Jordan, and at Jesus' baptism, the Holy Spirit descends like a dove in bodily form, and a voice comes from heaven. You are my son, my beloved. With you I am well pleased. Then, a short time later, Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit, was led into the wilderness, where he had no food, no community, nothing was familiar to him, and he had to wrestle with the devil. Yet he went in with an important name ringing in his ears, Beloved. One theologian explained how this passage can be said as identity theft. The devil is trying to get Jesus to forget who he is and whose he is. As you will soon hear, the devil tries to win Jesus' alliance by tempting him with bread and the promise of power and safety, and all Jesus has to do is worship him. Each of the devil's temptations seeks to erode Jesus' confidence in his relationship with God. But Jesus doesn't give in. With each temptation, he responds, calmly focusing on God. We'll all face wilderness times in our lives when we're tempted. We're tempted to give in to isolation, loneliness. It's our choice how we respond. As we are reminded in Psalm 119, which you will soon hear, we are called to see miracle wonders that are all around us. As the psalmist writes, I choose the true road to somewhere. I post your road signs at every corner and curve. Friends, on the journey of life, we are often tempted to give in to despair and to lose our faith in God. But we are reminded again and again and again that we are not alone, that we are loved, and that the road of life is filled with miracle wonders all around us. It is our job to see them.
The first reading is from Psalm 119. You're blessed when you stay on course, walking steadily on the road revealed by God. Open my eyes so I can see what you show me of your miracle wonders. I'm a stranger in these parts. Give me clear directions. My soul is starved and hungry, ravenous, insatiable for your nourishing commandments. Help me understand these things inside and out so I can ponder your miracle wonders. My sad life's dilapidated, a falling down barn. Build me up again by your word. Barricade the road that goes nowhere. Grace me with your clear revelation. I choose the true road to somewhere. I post your road signs at every curve and corner. God, teach me lessons for living so I can stay the course. Give me insight so I can do what you tell me. My whole life, one long obedient response. Guide me down the road of your commandments. I love traveling this freeway. Give me a bent for your words of wisdom and not for piling up loot. See how hungry I am for your counsel. Preserve my life through your righteous ways. And then from Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Next, Jesus was taken into the wild by the Spirit for the test. The devil was ready to give it. Jesus prepared for the test by fasting 40 days and 40 nights. That left him, of course, in a state of extreme hunger, which the devil took advantage of in the first test. Since you are God's son, speak the word that will turn these stones into loaves of bread. Jesus answered by quoting Deuteronomy. It takes more than bread to stay alive. It takes a steady stream of words from God's mouth. For the second test, the devil took him to the holy city. He sat him on top of the temple and said, "Since you are God's son, jump." The devil goaded him by quoting Psalm 91. He has placed you in the care of angels, They will catch you so that you won't so much as stub your toe on a stone. Jesus countered with another citation from Deuteronomy, "Don't you dare test the Lord your God." For the third test, the devil took him to the peak of a huge mountain. He gestured expansively, pointing out all the earth's kingdoms, how glorious they all were. Then he said, "They're yours, lock, stock, and barrel. Just go down on your knees and worship me, and they're yours." Jesus' refusal was curt. "Beat it, Satan." He backed his rebuke with a third quotation from Deuteronomy. "Worship the Lord your God and only him. Serve him with absolute single-heartedness." The test was over. The devil left, and in his place, angels came and took care of Jesus' needs. May God bless our understanding of these words.
I've always wanted a road map. I like road maps when you're driving, but I mean a road map to life. You know, when the hard stuff's gonna come up, when it's right around the corner, or where the joy is, so I can look out for it. I've always wanted a roadmap, but I am yet to find it. You see, our lives, our journey through Lent and through the rest of our lives are often filled with a mixture of joy and sadness, and so much more. We can give in to the despair, but hopefully we don't. And there are people along the way to inspire us. Kelly Haddock is one that inspires me, a story I just recently heard. Back in 2004, Kelly and AJ were excited to welcome their first child into the world. They were very excited, and in the video that picture is of Kelly and the baby, Kelly excitedly explains what a wonderful dad AJ is going to be to Eli. But just 14 weeks after, they were in a horrific car accident, and AJ, the dad, died instantly, and Eli was hurt in a very bad way. Kelly tells the story of when they were in the helicopter being whisked off to the hospital. She can hear the noise of the helicopter. She's strapped on a gurney, and she looks to her side and sees her baby boy with lots of tubes coming out, pale, white. Trying to cry, she thinks, but nothing's coming out. They went to the children's hospital, and there the doctors immediately told her that it would take a miracle for the baby to live. Can you imagine the darkness and despair, suddenly having lost your husband and your baby in very critical condition? The doctors said that if Eli lived, he might not be able to walk or talk or feel emotions. But those doctors and nurses, they didn't give up. Kelly actually got remarried, and her new husband and Eli's stepfather was the one to say, "None of us make it through life alone." Isn't that the truth? None of us make it through life alone. And so, 10 years later, 2014, Kelly and Eli are doing well. And Kelly decides out of her deep gratitude for those people along her journey that helped her, that she wanted to meet them and thank them in person. And so, the pilot of the helicopter, she met. The doctors and the nurses, she met. She explained that tears of gratitude and how emotional it was. One nurse even said to her, "I've never been thanked after the fact. I didn't know that he was still alive and doing so well." So when she went to visit him, Kelly, the doctors and the nurses and everybody else who helped, she handed them an envelope because she said, "We don't get to choose tragedy, but we can choose how to respond to tragedy." and I did not want to let that tragedy rob Eli and I of life. So she handed them an envelope, and it was an invitation and a thank you note, and it was an invitation to a thank you party. Kelly is a singer, so she sang, and at this party, the family and friends of Kelly and Eli were there and gave every person a standing ovation out of gratitude. And she said, Eli is alive and walking and talking, and there he is at this party. One of the doctors said, how tragedy can come out okay. Healing can happen. But Kelly is the first to admit that life, our journeys, are a mixture of darkness and of beauty. Those pictures, one of Eli and his father, and one of Eli at age 10. The whole journey has been a mixture of darkness right next to beauty. In that psalm, we are called to find the miracle wonders. Sometimes they're obvious. In the case of Eli and Kelly, those doctors and nurses, they are the miracle wonders. But sometimes in our lives, they're not as obvious. And yet we're called to see those miracle wonders. And sometimes when life gets really hard, you can give in to the despair. Or you can still see the beauty that exists around us. Sam Baker is one of those people that saw the beauty despite the despair. He was trying to make a life of becoming a musician. In 1986, he was on a train in Peru visiting. He made friends with the little boy sitting next to him. And then someone had planted a crude bomb in their train car. And the bomb went off, causing devastation and destruction all around Sam. Sam had to have 18 surgeries to reconstruct parts of his body. His ears don't work so well. His balance is a little bit off. He had to learn to play the guitar with his left hand. And yet, he persevered. And he sees beauty amidst tragedy. He has this great phrase where he says, the days are wicked short and terribly beautiful. He explains how when he was recovering, he saw a lot of people, and it made him realize a few things. A lot of people suffer. And that there can be solidarity and community when you have empathy and when you know that you're all in it together. Imagine if we lived like our days were wicked short and terribly beautiful. If we saw beauty when sometimes there's only despair. Imagine. Sam has made a life for himself being a musician. And many of his songs are about giving thanks and gratitude. So here we are on this Lenten journey. And we get to choose how to live our lives with gratitude, seeing beauty, or just seeing the despair and the sadness. I love the image on the front of your bulletin cover. It's one of actually Sam Baker's pictures, as well as being a singer and songwriter. He takes amazing photography. That picture I love because those hands, they seem expectant in some way and hopeful, but they also seem maybe a little tired and weary. You can see the lines. That person has been through a lot. And isn't that what life is all about? We go out being expectant and hopeful, but sometimes we feel a little weary. That's my hope and my prayer for us this Lenten journey, is that we can go out with our hands wide open, expectant and hopeful and looking for beauty, while knowing that sadness and despair exist, but we can go out with open hands and open hearts and find the peace and the joy and the love that exists, those wonder miracles that are all around us. Peace be with you on your journey.